Well, ladies and gentlemen, another conference is almost over. So, before we declare it a done deal, I'd like to invite all the Samba team people to come to the front. Obviously, that's not going to leave many in the audience, which means that our Meet the Samba team session will be relatively short and we can all go off and have dinner together. Now, I have no one standing behind the screen. Everyone in front and move this way. No one's going to chop your heads off. Not yet, anyhow.
Maybe it's best to get up if you don't
You okay, Lars? Ah, good. So, before we receive questions from the floor or points from the floor, I'm going to start at this end and do the traditional thing of handing the microphone around. I'm going to ask each of the Samba team members, as they receive the microphone, to just say who they are and what they don't do. I mean, what they do, very briefly. And then I'd like each of the team members to answer the question as briefly as possible. The best thing about this year's conference was.
Who's taking notes? Somebody take that list. Can't be anybody up here. Somebody out there has to take that list.
Would someone volunteer to take notes?
Okay, good.
Who?
It's recorded.
It's recorded. Wonderful. Now, before we hand the microphone around, I would like the new Samba team members, that is, the gazillion that have just joined the Samba team since April last year, to just take two steps forward. A little bit further. All to the middle, because you get the dubious honor of being invited to speak first. So, first, on behalf of the team, I'd like to publicly welcome these three gentlemen to the Samba team. David Disseldorp, Christian Ambach, and Ira Cooper. These guys don't know what they've taken on yet. 5 years from now, we'll see if they're any smarter. Ira, we'll begin with you.
Hello, my name is Ira Cooper. I'm a systems programmer at the MathWorks, and I typically work on whatever SMB file server performance issue is affecting us this week, or interop issue, or whatever. As far as things I've enjoyed about the conference, I enjoyed a nice walk through downtown Gloton.
So, my name is Christian Ambach. I'm working for IBM for the scale-out storage systems development, and my focus in the last years was clustering, and I'm now also looking into SMB 2.x development. And the thing I liked most about that conference here was... It's a good question. I think the two evenings, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Hi, I'm David Disseldorp. So I'm working at SUSE in Nuremberg, and what have I enjoyed about the conference this year? So some of the cool new features coming up in SMB 3, just looking at how we can implement support for those in Samba. Yes.
All right, you can go to the end of the line now. Volker, you're first.
Yeah, I'm Volker Lendeke. You just heard my talk. And the thing I might always like most is meeting everybody. Also people who I only see once or twice a year, talk to each other, and yeah, have Microsoft here. That's always great to get the latest developments there. And yeah, that's what I like here.
Hi, I'm Richard Sharp. This is my first time here for a number of years. The last time I was here, I think, was in 2005. I do a bunch of work these days on the VFS and some documentation, and the thing I liked most was the SMB Direct information that Microsoft presented, and finding out that I can I don't have to buy a fiber channel, an InfiniBand switch. I can just plug my existing equipment in with a cable, and it'll all work.
So I'm Mathieu Patou. I'm working mostly on the Active Directory implementation in Samba 4. And what I like most in this Samba XP event was the presentation about OpenChange, because it proved that after so many years promising that we're going to deliver server implementation of OpenChange, OpenChange team managed to do it. And I think it will give a great hint to the Samba team to do the same with the Samba 4 and .0 release. And I hope that we're going to have some things very soon now.
So I'm Steve French. Part of my time I spend with sort of file system architecture stuff within IBM for Linux. And you know, on my Samba-related role, though, I spend most of my time with the client, the kernel client for Linux. And of course, this SMB3 stuff I expected to be the most exciting part of the conference, and there was some wonderful stuff. The benchmark numbers and some of the information was very helpful, Tom Talpe's presentation in particular. But I think that the OpenChange presentation you mentioned is a great example of, you know, this is a really cool use of some of our libraries. And, you know, I hate to admit it, but, you know, our new member over there, who's trying to hide, who did the instantaneous Windows Explorer file copy, taking advantage of BTRFS features, that kind of unites the two things I like to think about, the local file system and how to make Linux fast, how to make Samba fast, and how I can use the copy command over the network to get to his fast copy on the server. And I really liked that, you know, just that little demonstration of instant copy.
Hello, I'm Jelmer van Nooy. Most recently I've worked on the test infrastructure in Samba 4 in particular. And the most interesting thing I learned this conference was about the MIT work that's going on in Samba 4 to support MIT as well as IMDAL.
Hello, my name is Günther Deschner. I look after Samba at Red Hat and at Fedora together with a whole bunch of other team members. Which I find very exciting. I enjoyed the conference a lot because there's a lot of many exciting new things and a lot of many exciting new tasks coming along. So there will be plenty of work for all of us for a long time. So I'm looking forward to that.
I'm Caroline Seeger. I'm with Hernet and I'm the Samba release manager. And I liked most that I could go through some bugs without my little one.
Hi, I'm Stefan Metzmacher. I'm mostly working on the file server, and I like the food much.
I'm Matthias Wallnöfer. I'm more a hobbyist, not a professional developer. I'm developing Samba 4, their directory parts in common with Andrew Bartlett, Andrew Trigel. Yeah, the conference, I enjoyed very much. There have been very interesting talks.
I'm Chris Hertel, and I joined the Samba team back in 97. And when I did that, I spent a lot of my time rewriting large chunks of Samba. And people got mad at me. So I went off into documentation for a long time after that. But now I get to annoy people again. I'm working on a branch cache implementation that I call Prequel, and I spent most of the conference finding new jobs and new challenges and new ways to make people angry at me that I'll be tackling in the year to come. And my favorite thing was the conversations I got to have in the hallway.
I'm Michael Adam, or Michael, if you want, and I'm working with Cernet. I'm currently mostly working on the file server part, SMB 2 and 3 stuff, as you may have seen in my talk, and maybe you have also, I have conveyed that I enjoy that very much. So that is a very interesting topic, and it was a very good opportunity to discuss things here with Microsoft folks, with other developers. But I want, apart from the general thing I like about the conference, being able to discuss a lot of things, I would like to say that generally with Samba at this moment, it's very exciting that this Samba 4, which unfortunately had little space in the talks this year, is well proceeding rapidly currently. We initially hoped to make a beta release at this conference. It hasn't worked out yet so far, but I mean, it's not quite over yet, right? Please follow what we are doing. Maybe those of you who are here tomorrow still for the barcamp would like to discuss and see what's going on there currently. So this is also something that's very exciting and very like very much at this moment. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Alexander Bakoboy. Like Gunther, I'm working, and Chris, I'm working at Red Hat. After being 5 years away from Samba, doing mobile stuff, now I got back and mostly working on the integrating various bits, like I was talking today on free API stuff. And the funny part that I found is the conference doesn't change. The level is so high that you don't see even the smaller differences. They always go higher and higher. I think the first time I've been here was 2002, right? Or something like that. And next year will be 10 years at Samba team. And I started as doing the stackable VFS and whole bunch of documentation and so on, and probably the biggest thing that people hate me for is the default domain stuff in WinBind. But nowadays I'm working on the things that I was feared most in my previous 10 years. So the Kerberos and LDAP. Apparently it's not so complex as I thought. And that's one thing that really excites at this conference. There are people who believe that we can tackle all issues, even if they seem to be complex to others.
Hi, my name is Andreas Schneider. I'm working for Red Hat 2, and I care about Samba packages and Samba 4 packages there, together with Günther and Alexander. Most of the time I work on free IPA features we need in Samba 3, or I'm trying to fix Spool SS with Günther. I really enjoyed this conference, and what I like most of the time is that I'm able to meet all the Samba team members again and all the other people you normally only see a name on IRC or in Bugzilla, and it's great to map a face to a name.
Hello, my name is Lars Müller. I'm working for SUSE together with Jim and Dave. We are responsible for everything what has to do with Samba, starting to teach into our internal admins to set up a Samba share to install S390 stuff. Really, it's possible. And yeah, a huge part of our work is maintaining the code for the many, many, many code streams we have for the different versions of SUSE Linux Enterprise and also OpenSUSE. And that's the stuff I'm doing for SUSE. And so if you file a bug in our Bugzilla, it's very likely that the red hairy monster is communicating to you. So I'm most of the time unfriendly and closing your bugs as invalid and it works for me or something. Yeah, so if you get this answer, it's very likely me. And that's the ugly hat I'm having on, but what I like more is the stuff I'm doing for Samba, and together with Björn and Metze, I'm maintaining huge parts of our infrastructure. So if our web server of our Baxilla is upstream broken, very likely that was me. If it's working, it was Metze. And if it's working or it's broken, then it was Björn. Yeah, so it's, what more to tell? Yeah, so I'm very happy that so many people made it here. And because for us as developers, it's of big, big value to get the feedback from you. And it's, even if most of you know that I like to speak, there are some minutes per day I even like to listen. And sometimes I even understand something, yeah? More and more I'm working on to understand less, yeah? But your feedback, it's driving us. Your requests and your comments, what's make your days hard or impossible, that's our motivation. Yeah, and so if you, we all have bad days, me more often than the others, yeah? If you get a stupid comment in Baxilla, hey, just reopen it. We have the reopen feature and give an argument and look. And if you tell, for example, if you have an issue with Susie and you tell, hey, you green guy, it works with Fedora, it works with Debian. That's motivating, yeah? Then we care about it, yeah? And so it's even, that's your part, yeah? Make us happy, file bug reports, yeah? And so it's, I believe that's enough. More for you? Oh, Jim, you are there. That's why I speak so much, to give you a chance to.
Here's your phone back.
Yeah.
Now you can't speak anymore. I'm Jim McDonough. I'm Lars's boss. Let's just leave it at that. No, I work for SUSE on Samba as well. And I'm supposed to say what I like best about this conference, other than Lars being finished, is the effort that I've seen. I've spoken with a number of you, and I'm aware of the difficulty that many of people have had in getting here. And just the dedication to get here, the effort that you've spent in doing that, and the honesty that we've had, good and bad, from those standing up here and those sitting out there and those who've already left. And I really appreciate that from everybody here.
Thank you, Jim. Well, I'm going to hand the microphone back to our three new team members. I'm going to ask them to tell us all what could have made this conference better for you. No one else gets that opportunity, by the way. That's a once only this time. Starting with David.
Two tracks for more of the time would have given meta selection in terms of choice of what to see. Aside from that, it was an enjoyable conference. So,
I conclude with you a little bit. So, even more talks would have been great, but it was already a good selection, I think. And so, besides some infrastructural problems with there were no T filters around and stuff like that, but that's not a problem of us here. So I liked it to be here, and I will be there again next year.
When you're in the two track sections, one of the things that's bad is if you want to skip tracks in between two talks that are abutting, you're in a bit of a confusing spot because there is no switch time. And so you're kind of stuck going, well, am I butting into the room? Am I not butting into the room? Is it okay? Is it not okay? Did the speaker run around long? It'd be nice also if, going back to my original comment about getting lost in Colton, it'd be nice if when you say you're going somewhere, you leave an address.
Well, folks, you've heard from the team now. It's time for a little bit of interaction with you guys. So I'm going to ask you to just put your hand up if this is your first conference, Samba XP conference. Well, we'd like to welcome you. We thank you for attending. For how many of you is this the second conference? Keep your hands up. Third conference. Fourth. Fifth. Sixth. Seventh. Eighth. Ninth. Tenth. 11th, 20th.
How about nth?
Nth? All right. Before I ask you from the floor to ask your questions or to make statements or to protest, whichever you wish to do, I'm going to invite everyone here to put their hands together as an appreciation for the tremendous work that Andrew Tridgell has done over many, many years, over 20 plus years. He couldn't be here this time. I believe he deserves recognition. He would be embarrassed to hear that we did this, but let's show him our respect by giving him a round of applause right now. So, are there any questions, objections, protests, or points of order to be made from the floor? Does anyone have anything to say?
Oh, come on, we're
wow. Christian.
Well, I'm Christian Perrier. I'm the Debian maintainer of Samba, and I'm afraid I attended all of Samba XP conference, and what surprises me is over the years I count more and more people on that side of the room, so it seems that many people are moving from this side to that side, and this time I counted 29 people on this side and 17 on that side, so I hope one day we will end up all of us on this side of the room.
This go. So,
okay, I have a question for you all. And the guys at the front have no voting rights on this occasion. You all to keep your hands in your pockets. I'd like to ask the floor, what is the highest priority in your opinion? The choice is going to be get another release of Samba 3 out or get Samba 4 out now. So those who want to see another release of Samba 3 out, put your hand up as the highest priority. Okay, now those of you who believe Samba 4 should be shipped yesterday, give it... yeah...
comment on that. For those who lifted the hands for Samba 3, you should know that the Samba 4.0 release will contain the Samba 3 file server just as you know it, so it will just have a different number. So you'll have the choice to package it and to run it just the same way.
Thank you, Michael. Well, does anyone, front of the room as well as seated, wish to make any further comments, ask any questions, be obnoxious, or anything?
So I had a question on your topic. So since I wish I could be here tomorrow, but I've got to get back to family. But one thing that I think is very interesting to talk about,
and for people who won't be here tomorrow, especially to communicate, are things that would prevent us from shipping Samba 4, well, a beta or whatever soon, and make your opinions clear about what you think are the must-fix things. And I think it's very, very important to get that feedback quickly, because I think there's been a lot of, we want Samba 4 out, but we also don't want to miss blocking bugs. You know, obviously, you can open them Bugzilla, or you can mark them blocking, and we may do some things to make that easier. And I don't remember, one of the guys on the team, I think, was talking about how to distinguish blocking bugs for the beta versus blocking bugs for the RC. For people who won't be here tomorrow, to make those points clear will be very helpful to us.
Well, thank you. And now it's my turn to say something. I'm John Terpstra. Any of you who send mail to the mailing list, and if you're not a subscriber, I have to deal with that. If you're not a subscriber and you send mail to mail@samba.org, please subscribe. But the thing that I've liked most about this conference is meeting my friends. And the great thing about the Samba project is our friends are all over the world. They're not just the people on the team. They're great friends. But you are as well. Seeing your faces here year after year is a tremendous encouragement to the work that the team does. I can't stress that strongly enough. So on behalf of the team, I'd like to thank you for attending this conference. I'd like to thank you for being our followers, supporters, contributors, and for being our friends. It really means a lot to us. But this conference could not have happened without a lot of effort on the part of a few people. So I'd like to particularly recognize the efforts of CERNET as a company that has hosted this conference for many years. They've done so in a way that demonstrates true integrity, true commitment, and a desire to see the Samba project prosper and grow. I'd like you to put your hands together, but not just yet, for the work that Johannes Loxen and Volker, you can't hide it, and Volker have done in helping to build CERNET and put their commitment and support behind this conference. I'd like you to put your hands together to thank the entire team, Kevin Ivory, Lutz, and the rest of the team who have been instrumental in pulling this together and making our days run rather seamlessly and smoothly without any major hiccups. Do you know how often it is that a conference runs smoothly without a hiccup, without a major dilemma? That's rare. So please, I'd ask you all to stand and put your hands together for the CERNET team. And I'm going to walk to the back and give Johannes an opportunity in the right to reply very briefly.
Yes, and I thank you for coming here the 11th time, especially, of course, those who attend here for the 11th time, not only you, but all of the team. And I want to thank John for helping us through the conference for all the years, and hopefully next year too. Thank you very much.
Bradley, something totally impromptu and totally unexpected on your part. I'm going to ask you to say a few words on behalf of the Conservancy.
So Samba is, I can't remember if you're our first or second member project. Conservancy has 27 member projects now. We're probably adding 10 more this year. But our initial members, the first two of which were Wine and Samba, mean a great deal to us. And as much as I complain about not wanting to do boring work, but that's what I spend most of my time doing, I'm glad to provide that to Samba. Conservancy is glad to do that. And if there's anything other than code and documentation, which are the things Conservancy doesn't handle, the team in front of you handles that. But if there's anything of that nature that you need as a community, Conservancy is here for you, and we want to do more if we can.
Thank you.
Okay, folks. We have a lot of people who traveled a long distance to be here. It's great that we could be together. We have a year's break now before the next conference. I hope that next year's conference will be a real ring-ding event, because hopefully by then, after a very, very long gestation period, Samba 4 will be out. So, have a great year. Work hard. Be successful. Make Samba a success wherever you use it. Enjoy it. And if you have a problem, what do we want them to do?
Tell us.
File bugs.
Send fixes.
Oh, and one last thing before we do close, I'd also like you to show your appreciation for Jeremy Allison, who valiantly was up on the podium here, even though he's quite ill at the moment. So I'd like you to just quickly put your hands together, the team as well, for his contribution. What was that? Okay, guys, it's over. Have a great year.